Proclamation number 3671 of 29th of January, 1946. What you will bind on earth. What you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. What you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. These are my words which I gave to the disciples when I sent them out into the world. And much more spiritual meaning is hidden in these words than people believe to recognize when reading the letters. It is the spiritual which is embedded on earth, in the stage as a human being in a bound state, as long as it is still in the power of the one who is the cause of my creation. In the power of my adversary, who also placed his will, which was turned away from me, into the beings he begot by using my strength. The beingness was indeed given the right of self-determination. It could decide for itself whether it wanted to acknowledge me or my adversary as Lord. And in free will it decided in favor of the latter. Thus it subordinated itself to the adversary's will, which now no longer freely gave the will and rendered the entity incapable of liberating itself. This is why I came down to earth to restore the strength of will to people who wanted to accept my gift from me. I wanted to redeem them, to release them from the adversary's power, however, only on condition that they did not resist themselves, that they accepted my help and their will to become free. Thus the spiritual element in the human being was bound until it was redeemed through my love and grace. And this act of salvation therefore requires the human being's free will if it is to take effect. As a human being I died on the cross and as a human being acquired immense strength for people from God which everyone could use to strengthen his will so that he could renounce God's adversary. But the transmission of strength could only take place on a path which I showed people, which I walked myself in order to give them a living example. I taught people love and lived a life of love myself in order to prove to them the truth of my word about the strength of love. Therefore, if the human being wants to make use of the blessings of the act of salvation, he is to make himself receptive for the transmission of strength through the life of love. He must first acknowledge me, believe in me and in my act of salvation and then fulfill my commandments in order to free himself with my support from the power of the one who holds him captive until his will is strengthened through my help. And I sent my disciples into the world to teach love, to proclaim me in my act of salvation to people and to show them the path on which they could attain freedom for their soul. And people's striving on earth is decisive for eternity. Anyone who can free himself from the adversary's control on earth is eternally free. But anyone who does not use the time on earth, who does not acknowledge me myself on earth and appeals to me for support, remains under Satan's control and also enters the beyond bound, for without me there is no redemption. But I do not touch freedom of will because the being turned away from me in free will and now also has to find its way back to me in free will. My disciples then brought people the light, they brought them my teaching, they proclaimed me myself and my will to help weak people, they brought them the truth, and everyone only needed to make use of it in order to change the bound state into a free one. Yet this had to happen of his own free will. Anyone who did not make use of the opportunity, who did not listen to my disciples, who did not believe them, also made my working on him impossible. I could not release him from my adversary's control. He remained in a bound state as long as he stayed on earth and entered the kingdom of the beyond bound, i.e., under Satan's control. My disciples' work on them was unsuccessful. In earthly life the human beings will surely already decide for me or my adversary, and I give all means of help into the human being's hand. And therefore I sent my disciples into the world who are to preach the gospel, who are to loudly testify to my work of love for the whole of humanity, who are to speak of the battle with my adversary, which was only meant for people's weakened will whom I wanted to help to escape from his control. My disciples were to continue my work of redemption. I gave them the commission to do so. I gave them the power of the keys. I sent them into the world in order to provide information in my stead to all who desired information, to proclaim to them the pure truth which they had received from me. And therefore they were active on earth as my representatives, and whoever heard them heard me, whoever took the words to heart accepted me and was helped forever. For the human being's only aim is to be released from the bondage of will, for which I help everyone who just wants to be helped. Amen.